With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump's inauguration fund getting a boost from two tech giants, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the GOP-led Senate needs to help President-elect Donald Trump establish his sprawling agenda on day one of his second term, from approving cabinet selections to helping pare down the federal government and rein in federal budget processes.
There are a whole bunch of items, you know, starting with securing the border, modernizing the military, you know, unleashing American energy, and then, of course, extending the Trump tax cuts. They're all part of President Trump's agenda. And what I've suggested is a route to, you know, secure a big early win that advances the president's agenda and that is crucial for national security.
In a Salem Radio Network interview, the South Dakota senator says he thinks the major points could be achieved as early as next summer. The Supreme Court will take up a business-backed appeal that could make it easier to challenge federal regulations acting in a dispute related to California's nation-leading standards for vehicle emissions. The justices will hear an appeal filed by fuel producers who object to a waiver granted to California in 2022 by the EPA. A federal appeals court has left in place a mid-January deadline and a federal law requiring TikTok to be sold or face a ban in this country. This is SRN News. Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with a new legislative session next year and President Trump returns to the White House. Despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states, liberal lawmakers in many places are expressing panic. California has called a special session of the legislature to try and insulate abortion and LGBT laws against the president. In Michigan, Republicans will be taking control of the state house in January. Despite publicly distancing himself from the conservative initiative known as Project 2025 on the campaign trail this year, President Trump is stocking his administration with people who played central roles in developing it. Mr. Trump acknowledged that drafters of the report would be part of his incoming administration during an interview with NBC News, saying that while Project 2025 will not control him, he agrees with many of its ideas. The Heritage Foundation first published it back in 2022. This is SRN News. The World Bank says Myanmar's economy will contract this year as flooding and fighting take a severe toll nearly 4 years after the military ousted its government headed by Aung San Suu Kyi.
The bank said about a fifth of all built structures and a tenth of Myanmar's roads have been damaged by widespread flooding during a typhoon that swept through the country in September. It said fighting between the military and opposition forces remains fierce in some parts of the country, disrupting farming and manufacturing. Overall, it said the economy will likely contract 1% in annual terms in the April to March fiscal year.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. It works for Santa, but not for everybody. A Massachusetts man tried to escape from police, shimmying down a chimney and got stuck. The man who fled onto a rooftop ended up needing to be rescued by the very detectives who were pursuing him after getting wedged inside the shaft. Fire department had to be called. This is SRN News.